In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace and peace of God our Father, love of the Lord Jesus, and strength of their Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
As we enter into these mysteries of God's love, we're very blessed to have Father Ramon with us today, because this is the Together in Mission moment when we reflect on how we really reflect on the readings today that challenge us. If we are really the light of the world, how do we bring that light into the world? How do we dispel the darkness that surrounds those we love and those we encounter? Because we are light. Let us ask God's mercy for the times we have failed to be that light of hope and love and be renewed in that ability. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. And just a comment as we prepare to enter God's Word in the liturgy of the Word. This morning we received word from Father Ramon that his dear mother of 97 years of age entered eternal life. So he'll be traveling to Manila. So Ramon, we hold you and your family in our prayers and we hold you close. So keep Ramon, Father Ramon, in prayer as he and his family will gather in Manila to celebrate the beautiful life of his dear mother. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning again. I am here to make the announcement for Together in Mission. The theme this year is to be the light of Christ. Both readings, especially the first from the prophet Isaiah and that of the Gospel of Matthew, remind us how important it is for each one of us to be a light so that others may see the good works that we do and therefore will be invited to practice their faith. In the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, we have what we call this program, Together in Mission, where every parish, 289 of them all, and more than, of course, the schools that we have, all everybody will work together so that we can accomplish the needs of parishes for ministry and schools to be able to educate those who have no way of being able to run their schools. But because of Together in Mission, these parishes and all these schools are kept open. Isaiah says, "Share your food with the hungry. Give clothing to the naked. For by doing this, you become a light to the nations. And Jesus himself is encouraging us, be the salt of the earth, be the light of the world. So when we participate in together in mission, we dispel that darkness so that we bring in the light because of our participation and our generosity for together in mission. And now I would like to introduce to you the message of our Archbishop Jose Gomez.
One thing the school does provide an oasis of safety. But then if you really want to make a difference in somebody's life, education is the way to get them to fulfill their potential. And it's a way out of darkness of both ignorance and disadvantaged living situations. The kids are thirsty for knowledge and they're thirsty for a different way of looking at the world.
We have 307 students at our school. Out of those 307, three of them pay full tuition. Everybody else is on financial aid or any assistance that we can provide them. I've known Dr. Grimm and Mrs. Grimm for 45 years. So Dr. Grimm really helped me out by providing extra tutoring in math and reading after school. Two extra hours where our students stay until 5:30 at night to help them with their reading and their math.
Mrs. and Dr. Grimm have gone above and beyond as far as donating to the school. They've helped us create the STEM lab from the ground up, basically, and then help us with beginning our reading intervention program.
In fifth grade, he took us on a 5-day field trip to Starbase. So every start of the week, we'll go to Starbase and he'll fund the buses for us. And he'll tell us all about being a scientist.
Dr. Grimm is the rocket scientist, and he's really fun. He's taught me a lot, and I know, like, what to do because it's all because of him.
The way I got involved with the work we're doing at St. Michael's is we went to our pastor at American Martyrs, and he suggested that we could better use our talents at a parish run by then Father David O'Connell. Now Bishop David O'Connell.
It's hard to explain, but when you actually, you know, get in a relationship with people and meet the kids, and I promise if you meet the kids, it's over. You just fall in love with the kids.
There's nothing better for the transformation of lives than a Catholic parish. You can have a wonderful school where the children can get new hope and new life and where they're loved and educated. We have religious education programs where we reach out to all these families. You have all sorts of outreach of giving food to the poor. So grateful to all the people out there who are like yourselves, maybe who are watching this now, who are giving to us all these years. You might never see the people that you have helped, but I've seen them and I know them. I know the children whose lives have been saved. I know men and women whose lives have been transformed and who have new life. That's why I'm so grateful to all of you who, even though you don't know them, you've still made sacrifices to help them and to help us to help them.
We give to Together in Mission because Together in Mission keeps our Catholic schools and parishes open. The church is a community and we're all part of it.
Dear friends, last year, Pope Francis gave us a great gift in canonizing Mother Teresa as a saint. In one of her letters, Mother Teresa said that Jesus Christ had come to her in her prayer, had asked her, "Come, be my light." And so she gave up her privileged position and all her possessions to live as one of the world's poor and forgotten, and to bring them the light of Christ and the love of God. Mother Teresa's words and example are reflected in this year's Together in Mission campaign, Be the Light of Christ. All of you really are the light of Christ in our parishes and in our schools. Through your generosity, you bring Christ's light, the signs of his love and his tender mercy, into the lives of our brothers and sisters who are hurting, who are broken, who are in need of healing. I am truly grateful to you, and I want to thank you on behalf of all those you have helped through your generosity. I hope you are able again this year to continue your generous contribution to Together in Mission. This is the one appeal we make each year to help our poorest parishes and schools. I hope you will consider helping us again this year. Together, we can be the light of Christ for all those who need us most. Thank you again for everything you are doing to bring the light and love of Christ to others. And may our Blessed Mother Mary watch over you in her tender love. And may our good God grant you peace and joy.
Together in Mission. Some of you have received already your mail envelope. We asked that you mail them back to the office of Together in Mission in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. For those of us who have not received our envelopes, we will have that opportunity next weekend to commit ourselves to really be the light of Christ to all peoples in our archdiocese who are in need of ministry, of sacrament, and of help from all of us. And I'd like to take this opportunity also in behalf of Archbishop Jose Gomez to thank you for your generosity. Be the light of Christ to others. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who have willed that we be partakers in the one bread and the one chalice, grant us, we pray, so to live that made one in Christ, we may joyfully bear fruit for the salvation of the world as your light through Christ our Lord.
Amen. And we have among us in a special way our parents who are preparing and godparents for the baptism of their children. So let us together extend a blessing over them. You want to raise your hands, our parents and godparents? Raise your hands. Yay, there they are. Let's extend our hands over them, okay? We ask you, Lord, to protect and watch over these families so that in the strength of your grace, their members may enjoy prosperity, possess the priceless gift of your peace, and as a church alive in their home, bear witness in this world to your glory. Look with favor on their children, and when they are reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, bring them into your own spiritual family, the church, here at St. John Baptist de La Salle, there to become sharers in your kingdom, and with us, bless your name forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So you got a big blessing from a lot of people today. So know that we are with you as you cuddle the life and encourage and teach the life of your little ones, that they will grow and take our place one day. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Mass of heaven, soul, peace, and Christ.
Thanks be to God. Number 6.